WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WSCU 445 monitoring mobile. It's station 218. WIUG-8, copy.
Yeah, copy that. WIUG-8. Yeah, I hear you good.
At Detroit, Peter. Every day in the morning, it has it's appearing. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I could hear you scratching through on 600. You're doing pretty good. There's no banding going on at all on it, so you're doing it.
By the way, last night I talked to Dan again. From Cleveland, Roger.
Well, copy that, 847.
He was coming clear, and I asked him, he said, you coming clear too. But he has a couple of crack links, that's about it.
Roger that. Yeah, I went down there last night. I was turned off. I was right down. I was tired. Go ahead.
I tell you, this weather will get you tired. If you're not tired, but it will get you tired, this weather. And this is WIUG 88.
Rain quit over here, so... moving out.
Training here a little bit too anyhow. I don't know what's going on. Today probably is going to be over 50 today, huh?
I don't know if it'll get quite bad today. But then we go right back to the cold again. Starting Wednesday. Maybe some snow too, what they're saying.
We don't want that snow. They can keep that snow, Roger.
Only about an inch or so in the sands. Maybe it won't. We'll see.
It's okay. 1 inch doesn't hurt anything. No problem at all, Roger. Why don't you go up today on that ladder and go find out that that antenna is tight enough or not. Roger.
Yeah, could be loose. Check your coax.
3 days that wind was blowing so hard And I looked outside, you know, I was going back and forth with it. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, there's still... It could loosen something up, though. You never know.
You know why? Because they had... Because I had it put up on two clamps. That's all it is out there, two clamps. And I don't think that'll be good enough unless you tie them up and it comes loose with it. I found that out in the summer. It comes loose with it. Roger?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, the wind's going to disturb something and it's going to gradually get loose.
Sandor, I got to have some coffee. I just woke up. You take care and have a good day. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 288.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I mean, I got to get out in the mobile today, so I'll talk to you. Alright, WRZX218, we are standing by.
WRMQ805 mobile, standing by.
Foxtrot Zulu, 793, monitoring, any signs of life.
Good morning, MI Network, WSDD 439.
WRPB 448, Kurt Groveland Township, monitoring.
793. Good morning, Kurt. Over.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning? Missed what you said there. It sounded like you might not have been keyed in correctly. Over.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said trying to clear the cobwebs. My coffee was still working out there. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good. You're still cutting in and out a little bit, but a little bit better on this past transmission. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know if it's the weather or what, because I haven't messed with anything. So.
If I had to guess, I'd think it might be atmospheric. You just buzzed out really loud there. It sounds like you're getting out there, just don't know what's happening. Over. Unreadable. You might want to move around if you're on an HT, check your connections, don't know, try later maybe.
Yeah, roger that. All right, is this any better? Is it still cutting out there? Go ahead.
Well, that was 100% better. Very readable. Over.
Yeah, roger. I went back to the position that I usually am in when I talk on this. I don't know. I guess there's got to be a sweet spot here. Even if I put it near the window, people say that I'm all noisy and everything. It's just this one spot that I sit that I guess it works at there. So how, did you test out the shortwave last night? How'd that go there? Go ahead.
Not very good. I didn't really find much. Talking with my neighbor just a few minutes ago, who also does shortwave, says you got to know where to look. And apparently I have no idea where to look. I feel like I just threw a pebble in the ocean. It's quite a bit out there. I had some noise. I unhooked the ground. I hooked the ground back up. Work in progress, but still fun. Over.
Yeah, roger that. WSOZ 793 for identification. Yeah, roger that. You know, if you had it, man, don't give up. There's stations out there. Radio Havana, Cuba is usually on during the nighttime hours on 6 megahertz, and they broadcast in English. And I think 5950 or something is Radio China International, or somewhere in there. And they they take about 3 hours, no, 2 hours broadcast in English, and then go back to Chinese there, Roger.
I copy that. My neighbor said just to go online and look for channels to listen to, and I had done that before. I just can't remember what website I looked at. I'll have to see if I
Well, you know what is a nice website to have on your computer is Radio Reference, radioreference.com. You say like you're tuning through the band there, and you come across something. Let's say you come across a station on 17.10 megahertz. Well, you go up there in the box and you type in 17.10. It'll say stations on the air now. Right now, and you type in 17.10, and it'll tell you what the broadcasting station is and the location and everything. Radio Reference is a very...
Yeah, I got all of that except for right at the end. I use Radio Reference, and unfortunately, if I've got my computer screen on, it fuzzes out my radio, so that's a bummer. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, something's going on, because I got all what you said, but a couple things started buzzing in there on you. Like atmospheric noise type sound and stuff, but anyway, I got all you said. Yeah, I keep Radio Reference on mine. If I'm out there fishing, you know, just running, just spinning the dial looking for anything, and I find a signal, I bring up. Yeah, I have the computer interferes with the radio too, but I have it on my phone too, and I'll bring it up and, you know, type in the frequency on mine and find out, you know, where I'm at there. Used to be back in before 2000, there in the 90s and stuff, there were stations on the shortwave band, tons of them. But now, you know,
WRPV 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, we lost you again there. Over. Clear now and open the frequency up. So this is WRPB 448, clear and monitoring. Dave, we'll do it again later. Have a good day.
Come further, Kurt. Good talking to you. Have a good morning. WSOC 793 monitoring.
WSBM 993 radio check.
know you are PB448. Go ahead, 583, for that radio check.
USBM 993 radio check. Yeah, just checking to see how we're sounding out there this morning.
Oops, sorry about that. You're sounding really good this morning, loud and clear. Where are you transmitting from?
Located in Saginaw, Michigan, off of the Saginaw repeater.
Copy that. You sound like you're my next door neighbor. I'm Groveland Township, right near Mount Holly, and I'm coming in off the Flint repeater. Over.
I hear that. Yeah, I'm just using an HT handheld. Is that what you're on also, or?
I'm transmitting from a base station. I'm on the mid-setting at about 20 watts right now. Short little fiberglass antenna on top of my roof, second story. Not anything too fancy. How do I copy? Over.
I hear that. Yeah, you're making it in real loud and clear on this end. Loud and clear, no static, no noise or anything. Sounding real good.
Oh, very good. You as well. My name is Kurt, WRPD448. I said I am in Groveland Township, right next door to the Holly Street Rec, if you're familiar with the area at all. Copy?
Yeah, you said your name was Rick, you said?
Kurt, K-U-R-T.
Roger that, Kurt. Name is Chad, C-H-A-D, Chad. Appreciate it, man. You have yourself a great one, and enjoy the rest of your day, and good talking with you. WSDM 993 clear and monitoring on the station.
Yes, good to make your acquaintance, Chad. I'm sure we'll do it again. I'm on the radio on and off. You'll probably hear me more in the evenings. WRPD 448, clear and monitoring.
WSFP 793, WRPD 448.
For WRPD 448, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's a 30-day WSFP 793. I changed the repeaters. I'm not sure if you didn't study it, go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely can tell you're on some different repeater now. It's coming in all wavy. You know, you might be hitting it better, but I don't know if there's a problem with the repeater. Over.
Yeah, there's been a problem with the repeater. I don't know if they could. I guess they didn't fix it, but because last time I was on this one, they told me that too. All right, Kurt, I just wanted to see if, coming in, if they fix the repeater for coming in inside of it.
Well, if the repeater wasn't sounding all whiffy-waffy or whatever that noise is, you'd be coming in loud and clear, it sounds like. Whatever you were tied into before must have been further away, possibly. Over.
Yeah, I just went back over to the Mount Clemens repeater just now, the one I'm usually on. Is it all still all messed up there? Go ahead.
Oh, you're golden right now, man. You're loud and clear. No noise just on that last transmission. Over.
Yeah, roger that. All right, well, I appreciate it. I just, last time I talked to you, you said I was all messed up and everything. I know it's condition, but I figured, well, I'll go over to the Detroit repeater and see what happens. I talked on the Detroit repeater the last couple times. There was problems. Other people, too, coming into the Detroit repeater. I could hear all that noise, too. So, anyway, Kurt, appreciate it. Have yourself a good day. WSFD 793 Mine.
Yeah, you're loud and clear. I would add to the thought it was probably conditions earlier. I've noticed that in the morning. It's a little scratch here sometimes. Well, very good. I'm glad everything's working good. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I will be clear and monitoring. Over.
WRAS 504, monitoring frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WSFW 542 monitoring.
WSFW 542. Morning, Jack. You out there? WSFW 542 clear.
Station 359. Station 359. WIUG 488. Copy.
I got you, Jack. This is WRFK 359.
Good morning, Robert. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, Jack, there's somebody out there trying to get a hold of you. He was calling for you about a few minutes ago. That guy who's trying to get a hold of Jack, come on back.
Station out there calling WIUG 488. Jack, I'm here. Robert, I guess he'll come back. Anyhow, well, what is it doing by you? Is it raining by you? Over here it's raining.
Now, my wife told me before she left to go for work, it was raining, and everything is wet out there, but it ain't like no downpour. It's more like a light rain.
You're right, it's light rain here too. It's not that heavy, no. But I guess this morning was heavy, Roger.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was sleeping at the time, so I just woke up about 9. So I don't know. The board.
Yeah, Robert, your audio is excellent. You know, it sounds like you're coming out of the speaker, that your audio is really good. And I know that the repeater had little noise out there, which is, we know that a long time ago. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on 50 water. Both my walkie-talkies are need to be charged. So I'm on the PTEC 51 unit, so and my wire sounds pretty good.
Hey, that's Robert. Yeah, you're sounding good. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Before I go, are they going to put any more repeaters on the west side of the state? No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to put another repeaters out there because the FCC changed the rules, so I don't know nothing about that, Roger.
What did they change the rules about? Do you have an idea?
You cannot run 6 repeater at one time.
Oh, okay. All right, Jack. Nice talking to you. This is This is Whiskey Robert Frank King, 359, will be on the slide. Modern Green of MIA Network. Good work.
Robert, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob, and good to hear from you. How's the weather by you? And here is a little bit of sprinkling, raining.
It started drizzling here, rain, about, I'm going to say 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning. And then it's been drizzling on and off, and we've got quite a bit of snow melt where I'm at, and we're sitting right at 38 degrees, Roger.
Bob, I heard you, but I don't know, but it's sprinkling in here a little bit, so I don't know how it's going to be all day. Look like a gloomy day to me. No sunshine at all.
I concur wholeheartedly with the gloomy. It rained pretty good here, and then, like I said, it drizzled, and it's definitely a great day. But again, we've got another front and another system coming in, which will bring snow back again. So let's just hope it doesn't bring the ice, Roger.
You're right. Yeah, I don't need no ice over that way anyhow. The snow, it's okay, but not much either, you know. You guys look like, a week ago, 4 days ago, you had about 4 foot snow up that way.
I had about 2 foot where I'm at, and then as the crow flies down to Wolverine, maybe 18 miles as the crow fly, yeah, they got hit with 4 foot, and then south of us here, not too far. They got hit with well over 4 foot in one of the snow belts. It missed us this trip, Roger.
Yeah, because a couple of nights ago I talked to the gentleman there in Gaylord, and he said he had about 2 foot snow, but he was on high ground.
Roger that. They broke a record there for snowfall in a 24-hour period this year. So, yeah, it's Mother Nature. It is what it is. But like you say, it's overcast, partly no clouds. Can't see the sky whatsoever. It's all gray. But all systems go here, Jack. So we'll go ahead and open up the channel, and we'll do it again this evening, I'm sure. WRZP 544, always a pleasure, sir. We'll be clear and monitoring on your final, Jack.
I'm good to hear from you. You take care. And we'll talk again. WIUG 48, clear.
Jack, 488, Whiskey 7 Charlie Z, 10. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
Very good. Well, what is it by you? Is it like a sprinkler or rain out that way?
Yeah, it's a little bit of more misty than sprinkling right now. It's a little bit wet, but it's not not anything awful.
Good, that case is not frozen anyhow. How is the Saginaw repeater there? Is it good?
Well, I'm on it, so you tell me. I guess it's pretty good. It's got a relatively decent footprint on it. I haven't been too terribly far out of the way since they got it back online, but it has a pretty good coverage.
Oh, you're sounding good, so that repeater is excellent now that way, Roger.
Give you a little perspective, I was on the mobile, now I'm on a portable.
Station out there, you got background noise, you must have another radio on. Close by you. This is WIUG 88.
Yeah, that was me, Jack. I forgot to turn the mobile down. I want to give you some perspective. I was on the mobile, now I'm on a portable.
Okay. Yeah, it is a little bit was different anyhow. Well, good talking to you. You take care. And drive safe, by the way. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, you have yourself a great day, too. I always drive safe. It's all the other knuckleheads around here that you got to watch out for. But all right, have yourself a good one. Whiskey San Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WRZP 544. Good afternoon, sir, and I agree with you. It ain't my driving I worry about, it's everybody else's, Roger.
Good afternoon there, Bob, I'm not going to say how long I've been driving with no incidents for, I won't say how many years, knock on wood, but I watch Facebook here and it seems like there's always somebody wrecking out or something around here.
Yeah, we had our fair share of fatalities up here this year. Folks seem to forget. I look at it this way, and I understand it. I'm not poking fun. We live here, and you guys are on vacation, and we're in your way. I've always had two wheels under my butt at some time or another, so quite the defensive driver. And I won't keep you while you're driving. I did hear you holler, so it's always a pleasure. We'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, you and yours, be safe.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. Yeah, we got this one stretch of 75, right around Bridgeport, around the 36-mile marker. It seems like every other day there's a wreck out there. Every couple of weeks it's good for a fatality. I don't know what's up with that section of road, but anyway. You have a safe one as well to you and yours, and we definitely will... Until the next time, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Ryan's not here.
Station calling, you're not hitting the repeater at all, WRZP 544. I say again, you're not hitting the repeater at all, sir.
disconnect your Bluetooth from the truck.
WRVU 604, hoping to get an equipment check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, I have you, Lee Machado.
Yeah, I just had to put a new antenna on my truck, and I was getting out, but I didn't know if it was, or I was hearing the repeater, I should say, but I didn't know if I was, anybody could hear me or not.
Roger that. No, I'm up here at the tip of the net, and you're hitting the Sheboygan. Of course, I'm hitting the Sheboygan repeater myself. But very little popcorn, and your modulation's right up there, brother.
All right, I really appreciate it. I drive semi, and working with one of those ghost antennas, decided to mount it inside up in the fiberglass top, and I guess it's working, so that's good.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing and drive safely. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. WRZP 544, clear on your final hand monitoring.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day. WRVU 604, I'll be clear.
WRWR 357.
WSFW 542 monitoring.
542, you got a great signal there. This is WRWR 357.
Copy that. So do you. I'm Doug from Lapeer. How you doing today?
Job, this is Randy, and I'm down here in Macomb County. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing real good. Got all the Christmas shopping done. It was a pretty nice day. I mean, not a bright sunny day, but warm day for this time of the year. And everything is going well.
Dang, you're rocking if you got all your Christmas shopping done already. I haven't even bought one thing yet. The one, my least favorite thing about the holidays, but I'll jump on this weekend, along with a million other people.
Roger that. Yeah, we did good this year, and we were very blessed. We're able to, provide for our family, and there's a lot of people out there right now that aren't, so We consider ourselves very, very blessed.
Yeah, I agree with that. Same here. We're blessed as a family, too, and we actually get to the point where we sometimes just agree not to buy each other anything because we already got everything we need, and everything else would be, you know, just a waste.
See that, Randy. That's for sure. Well, thank you for the comeback there, brother. I always like to get on here. I had a few minutes before I had to do something. I was just seeing if anybody was out there. And I like to always see how far I can reach. Boy, Macomb County, you're coming in great, buddy. Clear signal. Everything looks good. So I will hopefully talk to you again. I'm on here quite often. You have a great day, Randy. This is WSFW 542. I'm clear.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you as well. We'll do it again some other day. WRWR357.
WRV702. How about there, Randy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. I just heard you and Doug talking there, and I just wonder if I was making the trip to Macomb County down there.
Yeah, you are. You're loud and clear. Great signal. With you in Macomb County, or are you on a different repeater?
Oh, I'm bouncing off the Mayville repeater. I'm up here by Millington. I'm up here in the Sum, one of them Sumbillies.
Did you just say Sumbilly? That's the first term, time I've ever heard that term. I grew up in St. Clair County, so you're in the base of the Sum.
Oh, copy that. This is a nickname I heard once on the radio out here. Yeah, I'm up here by Millington. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm sure you know where Frankenmuth is. I'm just about 20 minutes east of Frankenmuth there.
I'm a little bit familiar, not with that town in particular. Kind of know where Frankenmuth is. Last time I was up in the city in that area was Bad Axe. Not sure if that's anywhere near you.
No, that's going way past me. Let's see, I'm about 30 minutes east of Saginaw and about 30 minutes north of Flint, kind of right in between there.
Okay, I got you. I was way off then.
I just, can you send me your numbers one more time? I'm going to write them down here.
Yeah, sure. It's WRWR357. I can remember because it stands for We Rock with Randy.
Man, they don't get come any easier than that one. WRWR357. I love it. That's a good one.
And I can remember the numbers because my favorite piece of iron is a cold python 357.
Oh, you have a python? I've always wanted one. I just didn't have the wallet for one of those bad boys. I know they brought them back, but they're kind of on the pricey side now.
They are, but I don't own one myself. I would love to someday. I just know how they shoot, and I'd want to get one of the ones they made before they stopped production.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, I'd love to have an original myself. If you can find the lower serial numbers there, that would be a prize right there.
WSFX 401.
Yeah, come on in there, 401. WS7.
X401. Just bought the radio one. Good now.
I got you with a bunch of static, but you are making a trip there. Up here in Tuscola County.
Yeah, I hear you too breaking up a little bit. I'm guessing maybe you're on a handheld and moving around. But anyway, just I'm on a location. I'll let you guys keep talking. I'm going to head in. This is WRWR357, clear.
All right, Randy, nice to meet you. We'll hook up again sometime. WRFD 702.
WSFX.
Yeah, I just bought the radio. Just wanted to see if it was working. It's a little handy talky. Just literally opened it 20 minutes ago. I haven't even fully charged it. But, yeah, I'm in the house. We'll see if it works.
Okay, that might be part of the problem right there. Once you get him up to full power, he probably might put out a little bit better there for you. But you're making a good trip. You're hitting 5x5, or 5x4 anyway. What's the first name, by the way? This is Ken. K-E-N here.
Ken, this is
Ken. Gotcha, Ken. Gotcha. First name's Kevin. And, yeah, I'm down here in Flat Rock.
Fantastic trip from Flat Rock. Fantastic. I'm up here just east of Saginaw. You're making a good trip. Well, I'm going to jump out of here, too, and let someone else roll with it. But, yeah, you got a good thing going there, buddy. It's not like you're going to have a good radio there. You're talking on a, I'm hearing a, this is a Baofeng myself, a little handheld that you're talking, or listening to, I should say. And I seem to be having no problem getting out there to most of the stations. So, anyway, WRFV 702, I'll be clear.
Yep, yep. WSFX is 401, and I'm back to monitoring.
Everyone's blowing the doors off here in Flushing. WSDD 439.
WSFR 443, looking for a radio station.
Station out there with a radio check. WIUG 288, go ahead.
Well, thanks for getting back to me, WSFR 443.
Out. I heard, thank you, Jack. And really, you're fading out because maybe you're moving. Roger.
Yeah, I'm trying on just a little handheld, and I'm a fair ways from the repeater, so we're just giving it a try.
Where you at? I'm over here, Rochester Hills. Station out there with a radio check. Station out there with a radio check. You are on the repeater, but there's no audio.
Now.
You sound like you're sitting by me. And I'm over here in Rochester. And this is WIUG 88. Name is Jack.
Hey, I'm in Algonac, Michigan. Name's John.
This is your call sign, please.
WSAN 476.
Hey, I talked to you before. How are you doing today?
Not bad, pretty good. Just enjoying the warmer temperatures right now, I guess. A little rainy, but still nicer and freezing.
Are you right about that? I just walking around the block and enjoying you right about that. That weather is good. It's about 52 here. Roger.
It feels good for a change.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, I think there's, I don't know if there's any other station out there. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Have a good night, sir. WSAN 476.
Is there any other station out there for a radio check? Guess not. WIUG 88 clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, forgive me, sir, you're broken and unreadable. Try again there, over.
Understand this. I just wanted to see how far out this was getting and ask a question about the repeater.
Roger that. I was able to copy. You had a question about the repeater, and currently I'm at the tip of the mitt here in Sheboygan County, sir. Roger. Once again, sir, you're broken and unreadable. If Jack is on the frequency, if you're able to copy me, get with Jack or change your location, and we'll try it again, sir. And, of course, anyone else within earshot of you where you're at most certainly should be able to help you. And you can always go to mi8.systems. I say again, mi8.systems. And everything about the MIA repeater systems are there. Roger.
Station out there. I know you're on handheld, but do me a favor. Hold your handheld straight up. That way I can hear you really good. Roger. No, no copy, but here's what you do. Are you inside the house? If you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your handheld straight up in the air. Roger? Well, I guess, Bob, we lost him. W-I-U-G, 3D, clear.
Roger that, Jack. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Roger that, Jack. I'm sure he'll try again once he changes location, brother.
I-44-W-I-U-G, 3D.
WRZP 544, go ahead, Jack.
A couple of nights, I talked to the guy, he was in Toronto, Canada, and I told him, I said, sir, we're sorry we cannot talk to you because you're out of the country. Roger?
Roger that. Fortunately, I haven't had any crosstalk up there at the tip of the mitt, so that's fortunate on my end. But, yeah, I copied the mail on that, and, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he got to stay over there, and we got to stay over here, Roger.
I don't know if he did understand that or not. He probably was over Lake Erie down that way somewhere.
Roger that. All right, my friend, all systems go here. You have a good evening. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Folks are driving home, so we'll go ahead and free up the frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, as always, clear and monitoring.
Hey, Bob, we'll talk later. WIUG 48, clear. get none of that. Well, I don't know what to tell you, sir. Do you have a good antenna on that radio? One of them Nagoya 771G? If you do, then you're doing good out there. Roger. Here's what you gotta do. Go outside and find a clear spot. Make sure no trees around. And stand up straight with that handheld, and you can talk to me. I will get you back for that one. Roger?
Sir, I believe it's pretty far from your region to have you covered.
He's probably too far from the repeater anyhow. But if he got that 771G Nagoya, he'll do good. I mean, he can get talking. The audio probably is good. Otherwise, he's too far. Then I don't know what to tell you. Go ahead and get a base station. Roger.
Yeah, I'll probably have to do that, sir. I do have the audio clear, though, from the southern end of Michigan.
Okay, what you did now, you did a good thing. I can hear you exactly what you're saying. Roger?
Copy, you over. Sir, you have yourself a good night. I'm going to be signing off here. Over.
Let me ask you, what is your location? Where are you at exactly?
Sir, my location is going to be Luna Pier. Luna Pier.
I didn't get that at all. I heard Lima or something like that. Are you a gentleman from Ohio? You're out of Lima, Ohio, correct?
Affirmative.
I know what that is exactly. We used to go there every year to Lima, Ohio. There's a big wholesale, a grocery place down that way. I don't know if it still is or not. Well, what is your call sign? Okay, good. Well, you're sounding good right now, like I said. I understand whatever you said, but I still didn't get the cosine, which is no problem. And really, that's all I needed. A good antenna, like I was telling you, this, the 771G Nagoya. It's only $20 on Amazon. And you'll do good. I seen a lot of people. Last night, I was talking to Cleveland. Roger?
Copy that, sir. I got you. Matt, I'm going to have to take a look. Thank you very much.
Now you did a lot better. Very clear audio. Anyhow, go ahead. You know, take your time or whatever you think is going to be. But really, you are right now at the right spot. And keep it that way. You can call back. No problem. We'll talk to you. I always talk to Ohio anyhow, almost between day and day. Roger?
That's what you say, sir. I'll talk to you in the future, and I'm looking forward to it.
Again, good talking to you, and good to hear you out there, and keep in touch with no problem at all. I'm here at Rochester. I don't know. I'm here at Rochester Hills. My name is Jack. And Rochester Hills, Michigan, is about 23 miles north of Detroit. So you should have no problem to contact. Anyhow, take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG, wait 8.
Proceed, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Station 544, WIUG, wait 8.
RZP 544, go ahead, Jack.
I think the band is open tonight too, like last night. I talked to, I was just telling him I was talking to Cleveland, Ohio. So the band is open tonight too. Roger.
Roger that. We'll have the radio on here and we'll keep our ears open, Roger.
No problem. Take care. Talk to you later. WIUG, wait 8, clear.
Hear that, brother. Yeah, he was broken and unreadable, so I'm glad he finally came through there. In the end, I could pick his up maybe his last transmission there. All right, we'll talk later this evening, Jack. WRZC 544, clear and monitoring.
WSFW 542, can anybody copy? I'm wondering if my mic is working.
USDM 993 coming in good on SM.
Thank you for the comeback. Roger that. Appreciate it. WSFW 542, monitoring.
Station 542. This is WIUG. Wait 8, copy.
Yes, sir. How you doing tonight, Jack?
Very good, sir. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a little bit, long time. Roger.
Roger that. Doing real well, Jack. Real well. I was listening to you talk to that guy in Sheboygan and then to the guy in Ohio. Boy, it's really on and popping tonight, isn't it? One of those nights that we can just sit back and enjoy our radios.
Yes, that's for sure. This is, when there's a band open, they come from all over. Ohio. I talked to New York a month ago. I talked to Chicago, Illinois 2 months ago. So when the band is open, and see, the guy out there in Lima, Ohio, he was on the walkie-talkie. And when you tell him what to do, and he'll do it, then he can talk to him. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. I heard you straighten him out, and you guided him right through it. The next thing I knew, he was coming in nice and clear.
Because I have a few friends, we test the repeater and all that, and we know that the repeater is what it's all about. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. I know you're on top of your game, my friend. You didn't help me before, so I know that you're always out there willing to help. Roger?
Doug, no problem at all, anytime you like. Anyhow, you're in Lapeer County, correct?
Sir, roger that.
Hey, well, Doug, please take care. We'll talk later. Anytime you like to talk, don't be shy. Get up there and say WIUG 488 always. And if I'm not there, just say 488, no problem. You got to say station. Then everybody knows that there's a station out there. Talk to you a little bit. And good to hear from you, and good talking to you. And you have a good evening. WIUG, grade 8.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that, as always. I certainly will be back on tonight, and I'll look you up. WSFW 542, clear.
KF8AYL monitoring.
WFEV387, the last call was a ham call. WSFR 443, radio check.
I can hear you. You're a little scratchy, but I can make it out.
Thank you. I'm just testing out a new radio. I don't have the permanent antenna up yet, so hopefully in the next day or two I'll get the permanent antenna up and we'll be good to go.
Foxtrot manager.
with Fox 902. Dave, got them.
Sorry, I'm not going to use my call level, but... Hey, Adam! Adam! Adam!
WRTX 930.
WRPV 448 on station. WSDM 493, or WSDM 993, 488, Jack.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 488. Copy. IUG 488. Clear.
Station 488, this is WRPB 448. Jack, do you copy?
Kirk, how you doing this evening?
I am well, Jack. The question is, how are you today? How did you do on your exam? Over.
Did not go on the exam at all. I figured out, let me get some more questions and answers. And you know what, maybe this weekend probably I'll go ahead again. Roger.
Copy that. There's no problem at all taking your time. I totally agree with that. I gotta get off my lazy butt and start looking at questions, and I got a neighbor that's a ham that's gonna help me study for my technicians, and I think I'll probably be working on that this winter. Over.
Yeah, you know what, there's a couple of hams out there. The one I like is ham study. They call it ham study. That is a good app. Roger.
Copy that. I do believe I've heard you mention that with some other people on the air before. Very good. Yeah, I definitely have that written down somewhere. I write down things as I listen at night. Over.
I like that anyhow. And let me ask you, is it raining by you out that way?
You know, I'm not seeing anything on my windows at the moment. I think we're supposed to maybe just get a little bit of rain, intermittent, not anything long term, I don't believe. Over.
I see what you're saying. Well, it's not raining here. A while ago it was raining, not that hard, but a little bit, you know, like a sprinkler or something like that, you know, nothing big. Roger.
I copy that. Probably about the same here, just what I like to call a little reminder. Over.
At least it's 51 degree here, which is good. Roger.
.45 here. All the snow's pretty much melted off the ground, and my roads are all mud.
So now if it's sunshine tomorrow, then they gotta go watch that car. Roger.
Yeah, we put away all of our hoses already for the season. Not thinking we'd be dragging any out, but I suppose I could pull one out. Over.
I see what you're saying. Well, I'll back out of here for a little bit. Okay. How's that short boy, by the way? I forgot.
It's a huge learning curve, Jack. Real quickly, yesterday as the weather was nice, I ran another wire out my window. I had had a long wire antenna before, but a tree contractor took care of that for me. So I got a new wire put out, and I'm getting a little bit of noise. I'm hoping it's atmospheric. Having a hard time finding channels. Need to do a little bit more research on where I need to be looking. Big learning curve with this radio. Over.
But I got a little radio, and I showed wave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And really, they all work, but sometimes, not the crystal clear, some of them, because you went over the work.
Yeah, copy that. I got to dig up some notes I took when I was doing this before to add some stations I could find real good. And I'll have to relearn it again, but I'm confident. It's a lot of fun. This is WRPV 448. Jack, always a pleasure speaking with you. I'll be monitoring, and we'll do it again soon. I am clear on your final.
All right, Kurt. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48.
just CE-571 radio check.
WSBM-993 radio check coming in clear.
Copy, thank you.
WIUG, what do you need? Copy. WSBI 847. WIUG, what do you need? Copy. WIUG, what do you need? Clear.
Station calling for a radio check. You are quite noisy into the system. This is WSDJ 258 in East Point.
WOZZ 873, how about now?
Completely copy the call sign, but you are improved. It's better.
Above now, I'm on the walkie-talkie. How about you, Adam?